you know, the game yesterday, you know, it's we know the game, the division and so forth and how important it is. And it was disappointing, I think, number one, how we began the game defensively. We weren't as sharp as we needed to be, nor we didn't execute. We didn't tackle in some things. And we put ourselves behind, which is what you don't want to do in that football game on the road. And but we were able to go down and answer with the offense. Eventually, the second time they had the football, and which was good. And then we gave up another score, and then they answered again. And so offensively, we played the first half in very good rhythm, and that was good. We needed to do that to get, you know, everybody acclimated to the crowd, the noise, and so forth. That part was good. And they handled the things the way we expected. I think then the drive for the field goal before the half, again, on defense, you know, some things. Just, you know, they got good players. They're going to do some things. But we got to be able to make sure we defend them well. And we didn't do a great job of that. And then, obviously, we let them have the drive in the one-minute situation before halftime so they get to two field goals. And then in the third quarter where we've got the ball coming out and, you know, a score now, a touchdown puts us back ahead. And we go three and out. They're able to drive for another field goal. And now we're down by nine. And then we have the interception. We have a positive play on first down. We have the interception. And then we come back. Defense holds them to a field goal. Come back again, and we make a first down. And then we have another interception there on third down. So plays that you don't want to have and put us really, you know, kind of out of sync and out of the mix there. And then we stop them there at the last play of the end of the third quarter, first play of the fourth quarter, and we take a sack. So, again, offensively, we weren't able to get in a rhythm at all in the second half, and the defense was able to settle them to hold them to field goals, although two of them were drives, and you know, after the first possession, so the first two touchdowns. So, again, positive plays, negative plays, but way too many that weren't good enough to win yesterday, and. That's the thing. We have to coach better. We got to play better, got to execute better, and handle each and every situation better.
How disappointing was it that, like you're talking about the offense, first time in ripping down the field for a couple of touchdowns, half three and out right before the half, and it seemed like not just a wheel, but all four wheels, you know, fell off. They couldn't really.
Well, that's not necessarily true. The turnovers took us out of the situation. We didn't have the ball. And that was, you know, that was more than anything. You know, we get the ball off AJ's hand and then the ball that, you know, probably we should, you know, Andy probably wants back. You know, we can't, you know, can't try to rip that one in there. We got to find, you know, we got an opportunity to make the first down another way and just do it as he normally does. So.
You made a joking reference to Jovial as you took the stage. Do you take exception to that characterization?
I'm not even going to dignify it, Dan, any further. I wouldn't know anything about it. Emily hadn't briefed me.
Does it matter if players are laughing after a loss at all? Or?
Well, it would matter to me. Yeah, unless you know I'm not sure about me, ask Hobson. Yeah.
Is that like a misconception or something we don't know about how players handle?
I think some players handle different situations differently, unfortunately, and I can generally point them out, and sometimes it's defense mechanism. Some people their actions, their how they talk, whatever it may be. But certainly, again, as I said, let's stop and start there. Well, we got to keep getting better.
There were some positives there. Another potential positive, Kevin Huber, not just the game, but the season that he's having.
Well, it was a good ball game yesterday for Kevin, and we needed him to have it. We were in some situations where we needed some punts. Obviously, Antonio Brown is an exceptional returner, And so we put the ball where we needed to, and I thought he, you know, he gave us an opportunity to hold serve and flip the field.
Do you have any concern of hearing from the league over the first play of the game with the perfect kick with Nick's thing?
Well, I think the player pushes Vontaze back after the play, and Vontaze, you know, whatever, the official is right there and warned 45 to not do that. So, again, I don't know. It's generally overblown.
But is it something where you have to tell him he's got to stop reacting to whatever?
Well, you can't react. Everybody on the football team knows. All 53 know, or 46 all the time. You can't react.
You know, overblown or not, though, because he's already been suspended. Are you concerned he could be suspended?
Again, I don't. It's just no reason for me to waste any time in any other.
Numbers, and I know there's been penalties and there's been some issues there team-wise, but I mean, in terms of production, that hasn't been there. Have you thought about switching how you start drives or how?
Well, it's a total thing of everybody knowing what to do all the time and so forth and going out and executing it. And that's what I get to be, you know, make sure we're all on the same page with. Well, I think it gives a good opportunity for Joe to get a feel and a scope for the game of what's occurring. And there's going to be some things that Jeremy's been through that he hasn't been yet.
You mentioned Andy maybe forcing that ball. I mean, it's been a few games since there's been some turnovers, but he's had turnovers this year.
He's had some tip footballs. This was probably the ball, you know, this ball, you know, he probably shouldn't have thrown. There's been others that, you know, he's got to make the throw and so forth, and we've got to make the catch. It might be a little bit off or whatever. This might have been the first that, you know, he really has another option, and he should go ahead and take it. And we'll be fine.
You've coached some running backs that like to get the ball on if they didn't get it. They get a little frustrated.
And some should show maturity. Should show maturity. That's all part of it.
You prefer he would not.
I didn't know anything about it until I was told. And again, I'm going to give you this thing. Should show maturity, just like everybody else. Everybody wants to be out there all the time and so forth. But again, we're not going to create a run when we're down by 12 or 16 or whatever, 15 when it was. You know, we're not going to create it. I saw a ball go on the ground when he received two balls thrown to him, which are the same situation. And so we got to handle it all the time the correct way. And, you know, be strong enough not to be led into questions after the game that you're unfortunately you don't know enough about. Well, I think some of the things we wanted to make sure we got done and improve in, we did. We had some improvement, and that was a positive. But we got to keep going. We didn't have a lead in order to really get a full scope of things. You know, we played from behind throughout the football game for the most part, and we didn't get an opportunity really to see where we were. You know, we had the three and out in the 1 minute situation before halftime. It was a possession, but it was a possession where we were, you know, three timeouts and inside of 2 minutes on the clock trying to make something happen.
Andy's been dealing with the ankle since Buffalo, but are you worried about an accumulation factor for some of the hits that he's taken now at a point and having to get out and scramble and then opening himself up?
Well, I think since Andy's been a quarterback, I mean, I think that's if you quarterbacks have to move in today's NFL, and he's done a really good job of that all the time.
Do you know, did he explain, I guess, the fourth and five, you know, 3:30 left to throw out of bounds? I know that happened in the Baltimore game.
We discussed it with the other parties in the field. We all have to do better. We all have to do better. We have to give Andy an option.
It seems like you guys are, you know, like you said, I guess you told us yesterday, you know, we scream when AJ, you know, doesn't get his shots there. Is it time for these guys to emerge with other options?
Yeah, they have to keep emerging. And we have to create, you know, we have to connect with them. And when we do that, things will be fine. And but yeah, we have to continue to do that. You know, Brandon LaFell did a nice job yesterday. Some opportunities. Tyler Croft has taken advantage of the opportunities. We have to, whether it be, you know, Alex had a great, you know, third down conversion down the middle of the field, and all those things have to happen to keep us going. The running backs, as we know, you know, we had the opportunity the first series in the third quarter. We miss over there to Cody. And we have to connect on those, and that's everybody involved. We have to make sure, you know, that the protection and everything matches. You know, all the things have to fit when you go to throw the football. And we know we have a really good player in AJ, but we got to make sure that everybody else is up to where they need to be when they need to be there all the time. Well, it's a week to week thing. We'll evaluate it each week.
What did you think about the performance of the three tackles in this game?
I think we had plays where we all can do better.
Care to give a John Ross weather forecast?
No. Partly, was it really going outside today? I think it was raining, wasn't it?
Not good today. Hopefully, the forecast is better than that.
There'll be no forecast. When John Ross is out there suited up, he'll be out there and suited up.